With 2019 coming to a close, it's a great time to look back at all of the legislative accomplishments for the year. Joining me for this look back is Majority Leader Jim Steinke from Kaukauna. I'm Speaker Robin Voss, and this is our end-of-the-year edition of The Right Angle.
Welcome back to The Right Angle, the official podcast of the Wisconsin Assembly Republicans. Every week, we give you an inside look at the policies and politics that are driving conversations in the Capitol and across the state. Today, we're taking a look at an eventful year in state government. From budget wins to bipartisan successes, we've done a lot this year. So join Speaker Voss and Majority Leader Steinke as they talk about the year that was.
So Jim, the holidays are coming up. I know you have young kids. What's some of the traditions that you and your family enjoy over the course of the next couple weeks?
Yeah, we're pretty busy, Robin. I mean, it is go from basically the Christmas Eve through morning through Christmas night, up in Door County with my wife's family, traveling around from place to place, and then back to our house on Christmas Day to spend more time with the kids and open up presents and just enjoy time as a family. How about you?
We actually spend time doing the same thing. My sister lives in Oak Creek, as you know, so I see my niece and my nephew. Michelle's kids are coming back, so we're going to have the same opportunity to sit down, enjoy family, and I'm sure like you, Christmas and the whole holiday tradition really is about spending time with the ones that you love and really looking back at how lucky you are. So I think about where Wisconsin has been and how lucky we have been to be in the jobs that we have. I know you feel that way, so do I. I feel really blessed to be able to serve the people in Racine County. But, you know, a lot of people thought at the beginning of the year that this year would be nothing but chaos. First time with divided government, would Republicans and Democrats get along? What's your impression of how the first year's gone?
Well, I think overall, I mean, as people try to get their feet underneath them and try to adjust to the new world of divided government, I think overall it's gone fairly well as far as the things that we've been able to get done. Obviously, there have been some rocky times, and I wish the governor's office had been a little bit more focused on bipartisan issues like we have been, things that can bring people together instead of dividing them. But that being said, you know, if you look back at our record over the course of the last year, all the stuff that we were able to pass has had bipartisan support and things that I think people want us to focus on.
Yeah, I've actually been pretty proud of things that seemed like they were forever ago with the budget. I wasn't so sure we'd get it done by the 4th of July. I don't know about you, but the ability for the Assembly to come together with the Senate to focus on our priorities, to put more money in schools, fund Medicaid in a way that we hadn't done really for over a decade, and we didn't have to expand welfare to do it. I think we had a great conservative budget that also, if you remember, not a single Democrat voted for because they thought it was too conservative, but in the end, Tony Evers signed almost everything in the budget. So I think it's a good testament to how hard the legislature really worked and found common ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And outside of the budget, I mean, I agree with you. I think the budget process went much better than I think we could have expected, you know, given the era that we're living in with a Democrat in the administration. But outside of the budget, what else do you point to as far as our biggest accomplishments?
You know, I feel like just the idea that we've been able to put these task forces together, focusing on issues that are really important. Of course, I want to give a big shout out to you because of the work that you did on homelessness. I mean, that was a topic that really was not high on people's list before we focused on that. And I know you did it in the last budget. You continued it through this one. Got funding in the state budget to be able to support some of these homelessness initiatives. I think that's a good thing that we can all point to as success. And hopefully next year, we'll be able to say the same things about some of our suicide prevention and adoption and clean water. Topics that, to me, Jim, really shouldn't be partisan. They should be things that, no matter if you're a liberal from Madison or a conservative from Kaukauna or Racine, you can vote for them.
And that's what I think is important for people to realize if they haven't heard about your initiatives on, you know, for the Speaker's Task Force on Adoption and Water Quality and Suicide Prevention. Those are efforts. I know you've made a concerted effort to focus on topics like that that can bring people, both Democrats and Republicans, together to solve real world issues that are out there and that need to be worked on. So I appreciate that as
well.
Thank you. Yeah. And also I just want to say thanks for looking back at the session. I think one of the most memorable things for me that we did on the floor was honoring the 99 first responders around the state. Mm-hmm. I know it was nice for me to be able to get a chance to honor somebody from my district. I thank you for that opportunity, and I think overall that went pretty well.
I do too, and actually it was a proud moment for me because the gentleman that I was able to honor actually was killed defending someone in an after-hours altercation. But his kids were able to come separately, so I got to give them a private tour of the chambers. They got a tour of the Capitol, and it was really a special moment for me, too, to be able to remember that there are real people behind every one of those folks who give their lives or serve our community. So it's a great thing for us to do. So what do you think you would give for Tony Evers as a grade for how his first year in office was?
Yeah, I hate to be too critical around the holiday season. I would say
I'm going to give him an incomplete.
Yeah, I would say somewhere around there, because I think the administration has had a lot of problems figuring out what direction they want to go in, and it's been kind of a rudderless ship for the first year, and I think that's a little bit concerning. I'm hopeful in the last few months of the session that they'll find a way, maybe surrounding mental health issues, to come together with the legislature and really work with us on things that we can do to move Wisconsin forward. Because up until now, it's kind of been the partisan issues that they've been focusing on. So I'm hopeful still that we can fix the remainder of the session here and bring it together in a better way to end it.
Well, and from my perspective, too, you know, we had a meeting in the very beginning of our term. Our leadership team did. We did a joint caucus with the Senate and the Assembly, really the first time that I could remember. And the goal that we had was to try not to necessarily pick partisan fights. And one of the things that I always remember in some of the training that I've gotten from NCSL and these groups is that you should never ask for more than your adversary can give. And I feel like even on these red flag laws where Governor Evers knew we were never going to be able to do something that would abridge people's constitutional rights, he still tried to do it because it was to his perceived political advantage. And I think we've done things which are not to necessarily put him in a box like that. We've tried to say, look, let's focus on homelessness. Let's focus on water quality, things where there shouldn't be that partisan divide. So I hope going into the next year, we can try to complete some of the things that we think could have bipartisan support. Now, we're still going to have ideas that we disagree with. You know, Tony Evers shouldn't have vetoed the funding for mental health, right? He shouldn't have vetoed that facility up in northwestern Wisconsin. I mean, there's a lot of good ideas that we could still try to change his mind on, but I don't want to spend all of our time doing that, do you?
No, and I hope that in the new year, if I had to ask Governor Evers to make one thing his New Year's resolution is to make sure that he realizes that Wisconsin goes north of Highway 10, right? I mean, really, we need to focus not only on Madison and Milwaukee and some of the urban areas, but we need him to get out and around the state and realize that the rest of the state is in need of some of these things, too. Like you mentioned, the Northern Regional Crisis Center was a big thing up there. And those are things that I think are troubling for people in more rural areas of Wisconsin, and something that I hope he reverses course on in this next year.
You know, and I feel also with, you know, luckily you and I are not serving in Washington, but I watch what's happening there with the partisanship and the intense rancor and the argument on both sides. And I do feel sometimes like it turns people off to politics in general. And that's why I'm proud that, yes, we don't agree with the governor all the time, and we've said some of those things today. But at the end of the day, we still try to talk to each other. We still know that, 95% of the bills we passed were bipartisan. So overwhelmingly, we can still get stuff done here. What would you say would your top priorities be to try to get done by the end of February when our session adjourns?
I would say making sure that we continue to follow through on those speaker task forces on adoption and water quality, get a package of bills passed for both of those. Mental health funding is still something that's near and dear to my heart. We've got a pilot program to deliver some access to right directly into the schools that hopefully will help and be able to be replicated in other areas of the state as we go forward. But really, I think we want to end this session on things that bring us together, like we've worked on over the course of the last year. And hopefully the governor will come along and start focusing on those issues that we can find common ground on.
It sure makes sense. Now, tell us one of the things that we feel like maybe there was a missed opportunity that we should also think about. And the thing that comes to my mind is, you know, we put so much new money into education, which was a priority. We made sure that we tried to fund it. You know, of course, Governor Evers vetoed some of that, probably did it in a way that I don't think was right, but that's kind of past law. It's behind us. But I do feel like, especially in schools that we have today, we've got to do a better job making sure that when a child graduates from third grade, that they can read at a third grade reading level, right? Or when somebody graduates from high school, that they're getting the value to be able to find a job. So do you feel there are issues like that I do in education that maybe we should look at and try to give a second thought to, not necessarily before February, but kind of going into the next cycle?
Obviously everybody's aware of some of the issues surrounding workforce development. That's never more true than it is in healthcare right now with the shortage of CNAs. And that's one of the things I was a little, I think we were all a little bit disappointed, both Democrats and Republicans, that supported the bill to help attract more CNAs to the state. I think we were all disappointed to see Governor Evers veto that. I think he's got an opportunity in the next session or in the remainder of the session to turn around, turn course on that. Mm-hmm. And hopefully,
didn't that pass unanimously or very close?
It passed with more than two-thirds support.
Two-thirds, okay, yeah.
So, you know, that's something I think that we should look at in the coming year. And hopefully he'll realize the error of his ways on that, because nursing homes throughout the state are telling us what a big issue it is and how hard it is to get CNAs here in the state because of some of the requirements.
And I see that all around southeastern Wisconsin. I'm sure you do in the Northeast too, that it doesn't matter if you're a retail store or a manufacturer, a hospital or a school. It's hard to find quality employees now because the economy is really so strong. So we have to be above and beyond making sure that we find a way to get people who might have special needs or someone who's been incarcerated, to get every one of them into the workforce. And that's why I think we're also going to continue to work on some of those topics to try to make sure every person, if they're a welfare recipient or a former prisoner, that they have a chance to get in the workforce and support themselves and don't depend on the rest of us.
Absolutely.
Right?
And honestly, that's a lot what the homelessness legislation was about. It's not only about getting people out of dire circumstances where they're unsafe living on the streets, but it also is about empowering them to get the resources they need for to get back to a point where they're healthy, that they can find training for the workforce and become independent again. Because there's no way, everybody realizes that those are people that we need in the workforce right now, because they're, as you mentioned, there's just not enough bodies to go around.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Assembly passed all those bills, right? That
yes,
happened earlier in the year, so we're just waiting. Hopefully they'll be done, it sounds like, sometime early next year, which in legislative time is still pretty fast. And I think that's why trying to have that opportunity to get bipartisan support and work with our colleagues really makes you feel during the holidays that anything is possible.
Absolutely. And these efforts have always been bipartisan in nature, and I hope they continue to be that.
Sounds good. Well, this does it for the final edition of The Right Angle for 2019. I'm Speaker Robin Voss with Majority Leader Jim Steinecke. From all of us here at the Capitol, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. And again, thanks for listening.
And that's The Right Angle on this eventful year in the Capitol. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe. Just search for The Right Angle on iTunes and Google Play, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. Have an idea for a guest or a topic? Please tweet us at Wisconsin Assembly GOP. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next year.